It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
Man.
Woo. Friday.
It's warm inside, but I ain't gonna lie.
It's cold out there.
Woo. I was watching the WIL weather this morning. I was like, what? I was like, it's like that? Seriously, it's cold.
It's very cold.
I mean, and we're in North Carolina, and in North Carolina, I mean, typically December. I remember one year I was playing golf in December.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think I was going to be getting out the snow shovels and stuff like that. It's not snowing.
I hope we don't have to.
Yeah, I can say it. You know, sometimes,
I'll be in the house.
Sometimes, I never heard this. My mom says all the time, I didn't know what that meant. She says, too cold to snow.
Yeah.
You heard that before,
too? Oh, yeah. My grandma used to say that.
Yeah.
It's not going to snow. It's too cold to snow. When you look sideways, like, how is it too cold to snow?
I know. I've been trying to think. How do you know that? I mean, what did you go to, surf school to find out?
Too cold. They know when it's too warm to snow. It's not going to stick. It's too warm
outside. The sweet spot is right around 30-something. 30, yeah. Actually, around this time is the sweet spot where it's for the snow. But you get down, like, 10s, minus. I mean, not minus, but get down, like, 10 degrees or whatever, that's too cold to snow. But it's always hot up at the Sports Shop. Welcome to Sports Shop, D.R.
Coming
Reese.
Coming in hot.
Pam Tuss Smith, G Money. G Money, you've been working a lot here lately, I noticed.
Dude.
Oh, hey. He said dude.
First of all, when somebody starts out with dude, that means that it's serious.
I am truly blessed to be in the position that I am right now, but we've had 2 days behind us, 2 days ahead of us, and count. I don't even know what day it is anymore. What is it, Friday?
It's Friday,
yeah.
All I know is I'm here till 8 p.m. tonight, and then we're back here tomorrow at 7 a.m. to do Culture State and the OG ahead of the ACC Championship game.
Right.
So,
but you were doing the OG yesterday.
OG yesterday.
I was with Dennis.
The day before.
Good stuff.
Today.
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
Next day.
Sunday. We might be taking some paid time off next week. Vita Victoria might be coming back in.
Well, that's fine. You know, it's all good. We love you, but when V comes in, it's all good. So, man, it is crazy. Yeah, it's, well, hey, man, you're young. You can handle it. You're all
right. That's right.
You're young, man.
You'll sleep when you're dead, right?
That's exactly. I was getting ready to say this exact same thing. Well, you know, we had a football game on last night, Pamela.
We did?
Thursday night football. And here's the crazy part about it. Nobody in the studio, including Graham, nobody even knew the game was on last night, yesterday. I didn't find out until I turned my television on. Prime said, tonight, football game.
Right. I was thinking it might be a flex because it's coming. Right. There's a flex game coming. This might be.
My thing is like, wow, it's a real football game tonight. So, and it was. It was against, if you want to call it, it was Buffalo Bills and, of course, the my New England Patriots. I'm joking. It's not. I like Mac Jones. Because he went to Alabama.
Okay. Anyway. Well, he was crying last night a little bit.
He was
crying.
Upset.
Yeah.
He started to be on the side. See, that's what we do. I mean, he said, I'm not going to stand for this anymore. I'm tired of this mess. That's what we do. I'm just tired of it. Y'all going to start playing or else.
Right.
You know. So.
He said football's emotional. That's how you're supposed to be.
Is it emotional?
That's what he said. He was just being emotional, you know, because the media was coming at him about how he was acting on the sidelines. And he's like, that's part of football. It's emotional. You got to get your team fired.
I mean,
up.
I like it. I like it when people show emotions, particularly the leader, which is typically the quarterback on the team. I like when he shows emotions. So, in short, what did he say?
He said, we're kind of playing from behind. And that's what he said. That's what I was saying, you know, about throwing it deeper. He's like the short game. That's what they're doing. And he was just like, you know, we've got to get better at that.
Yeah.
And he pointed. I mean, he took accountability.
But first of all,
he's got to get
better.
But
here's the problem. Bill Belichick's probably one of the best, of course, coaches to ever coach the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
But when you don't have a designated offensive coordinator, you got a couple guys sharing their role. Neither one of them never been offensive coordinator before. Patrice and the other dude, who I can't remember his name. But they just look inept in terms of calling plays. They look like the New England Patriots back in the 1970s.
Oh, wow.
And they weren't, you know, the vertical part of the game, I saw one time where they threw the ball downfield. Like, they really was trying to do it. So anyway, but the Buffalo Bills, everybody loves Josh Allen, and, you know, I'm still struggling why I don't. But they won.
You have no reason.
I have no reason. I have no idea why I don't like Josh Allen. I just don't like it. But I mean, it's okay to tell, I mean, if you don't like something, it's okay to say that, right?
Right, exactly.
As opposed to trying to fake it.
Right.
Right.
Don't fake it.
If you don't like me, just tell me that. Don't be like, yeah. No, it's all good.
You ain't got to be around.
That's right, you ain't got to be around. But anyway, Buffalo defeated, of course, the New England Patriots 24-10. And, okay. They were favorites, so it wasn't really a big deal. But it was just, they just happened to be on TV last night.
Well, your boy finally spoke yesterday, Deshaun.
No, I did see that. So,
because you know he hadn't really been talking at all, but he only wanted to talk about the game. He's just, I'm focused on the game, glad to be back, that kind of thing. He wouldn't take any other questions, and even when they would lead him in, you know, with a lead-in question, he was like, "I appreciate your question, but no, I've been advised not to talk about any of this."
I mean, that's interesting. I'm curious if you personally. How'd you feel about that?
I was just looking at him. Like I'm looking at you. You know, I mean, I get it, you know, from a legal standpoint, I get why he can't talk about that. And he's back. He did, you know, what he was supposed to do. So that's what we need to focus on. Let's focus on the game. What is he going to do?
G-Money, got it. G-Money, let's hear it right quick.
First off, I just want to say I'm excited to be back. I'm excited to be back around my teammates. I also want to thank the Browns organization, the ownership, my teammates in that locker room, all the coaching staff for all the support that they had for me, especially my time away. Most importantly, Jacoby, the big brother he's been to me and everyone in that locker room, the passion, the grit, the leadership he has shown these past weeks. Everyone has seen it. I mean, he's the ultimate guy that everyone wants to, you know, follow. So he's been awesome for me. Our relationship has been great. The bond has been great. And we're going to continue to grow from there and, you know, help win some more football games for the Cleveland Browns. So I'm open to answer any football questions.
Tom?
Sean, part of your agreement with the league was to undergo counseling and therapy while you were away. What did you learn about yourself during that time, and how do you apply that to now and going forward?
You know, I respect your question, I understand, but phase of clinical and...
Okay, oh, that's an interesting one.
Right, that's where we're at. He was, I respect it, but that had nothing to do with...
Yeah, but you know, that was an opportunity for him to say something like, the gravity of the situation makes me realize how blah, 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 or say something to the effect that, he's a better person because of it, you know, or something like that. Say, have those prepared answers already there because you knew it was coming.
You know it's coming, right.
Then that's it. Don't say anything else about going to see, you know, his third therapist. Or, mm-hmm. Don't say anything else. I've already answered that question. Any more football questions.
Right.
And be done with it. Because by not addressing that still leaves that.
But that's what he's been doing the whole time. He never admitted to much of anything. So I guess he felt like, you know, says the wrong thing, it's like he admitted it. Right. You know, we'd be like, to see, now he's, you know, like we would. So I guess he did.
In case
right
anybody
thing.
Didn't know, Deshaun Watson would be playing, started for the Cleveland Browns this weekend in Houston, the place where he played for several years. And let's take a listen. To this soundbite right here.
I'm excited to just play football in general in front of Cleveland Browns fans, but also in front of some of the Houston Texans fans. You know, I respect the whole organization of the Houston Texans. I respect the McNair family. I respect everyone that was there that drafted me in 2017. There's been great memories, fun memories. I still have a home in Houston. I still have friends and family that's still in Houston. The relationships are still there. People, some of the players on the team, you know, I play with are seen, you know, come up from, you know, maybe practice squad or from injuries. So, I'm excited to get in front of all those fans. I have so much love for the city of Houston and H-Town, and everyone in that city pretty much knows that. So I'm excited to do that. But, you know, the most important thing is, you know, I'm excited to be in front of the Cleveland Browns fans for sure.
Mm. You know, Deshaun is an interesting guy. He's a guy that grew up modest beginnings, extremely small, graduated in 3 years from Clemson. Unbelievable giver. Philanthropically, particularly like people in Clemson and his hometown, and also the people in Houston, some of the things he did for the people in Houston. Then you that's one part of him. Then you see all this ridiculous stuff they did. It's just really just
right.
A big contrast. You really don't know people, and but we'll see how the crowd is gonna accept it. I wanted it, would he get booed?
Right. Yeah,
or whatever.
That'd be interesting to see.
That'd be interesting. I'm gonna watch it.
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
We're gonna get into the ACC football championship conversation, but Pam got a couple nuggets she want to drop on us that I thought was interesting. Pamela, if you would, please.
Yes. Okay, so former Buccaneers wide receiver, your boy, Antonio Brown.
Now, first of all...
oh, that's not your boy.
Don't be... Ain't that been my boy?
Didn't he play for you guys?
Yeah.
And you remember he lived with your boy?
Yeah. He played for the Raiders and...
He part of the TB12 Mafia? You sure that's not your guy?
Oh, so I guess you get those emails too, like I get them.
Yeah.
Okay. But okay, my boy, go ahead, pal. Yeah,
problem was he was sending them to Giselle.
I don't know
and
who his people are. As K-Mac always says, who are your people? Yeah. He needs some people to rally around him. He's just doing crazy stuff from, you know, tweeting out different stuff with Giselle to now he is in a domestic violence issue, a dispute with his wife.
Again?
Well, not his wife, but the mother of his four babies. Yeah. Yes, yes. So they have a Tampa house, obviously, and he tossed her out. He threw her belongings out. He threw shoes at her. This is, you know, people watching this, all of that. And the cops were called, and they came with a warrant for his arrest, and he would not come outside.
Well, I mean, so he's going to come outside and say...
go down to the police.
Come outside and get arrested right there.
Right, get arrested.
So she filed a domestic claim against me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So she went down and said that he beat me up.
That's well, they could see this. He left all this stuff outside.
So they're gonna arrest him for that?
He threatened her. He threatened to shoot her.
Oh wow.
He threw a shoe at her.
Wow.
He threatened to shoot her.
That's what she's claiming.
Okay.
I mean, I lean towards her.
She's probably right.
Exactly.
She's probably right. I would say Antonio hasn't helped his case to prove that he's innocent in any of this recently.
Yeah, exactly.
And if he was, you just come out, okay, officer, you know, you come on out and go tell your side of the story.
Yeah, man, that dude there. I'm not surprised to hear any of this you talk about, Pam. By the way, thank you for sharing that with us.
That was interesting.
Yeah, so, but hey, we got a big game this weekend, actually tomorrow at 8 o'clock on ABC at Bank of America Stadium. You got the Clemson Tigers going up against the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill Tar Heels, baby.
Let's go Heels.
This in Norway came back saying.
Wait!
So you putting for the Heels this weekend, Mac?
Which color they wear?
Like Carolina blue.
Oh, I thought it was the one with the paw print. Is not that one?
Nah,
no, it's paws not that one. So if we win, Reese, you know that'd be the first one since 1980.
I know, because I remember the running joke in Carolina being fit to go to games. Frick Carolina be running all over people. That if somebody everybody turned around, said, I don't see no paws on them helmets, which means that you ain't playing Clemson. they dive on the end zone every other good time.
Exactly.
I don't see no paws on them.
That's not funny.
That is funny.
Trust me.
I don't see no paws on them helmets.
Yeah, BC on the helmet, they can save it.
I know. But this year, it don't matter if the paws on the helmet. Because I really think, everybody must admit this. This is probably the least talented team Dabo's had.
Oh, absolutely.
In the last 7 years, I think.
Absolutely.
Since he got them to that level where they was winning all the time. I think this is the least talented one.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, I agree.
It's got him.
And the quarterback is shook. I mean, DJ...
Ooh, DJ ooh wee,
not DJ ooh wee.
Ooh wee.
But no, I am going. I would love. I mean, I want to see the game because you know it's kind of going to be a watershed moment for us Tar Heel fans.
Wait, hold up.
Okay.
You got breaking news?
You coming in hot? Go ahead.
I mean, you know this is his last game. You know this is the last game. You don't get a chance to see.
All right, Mac,
Drake May suit up.
You got to expand on that a little more.
You don't think this will be the last game we see Drake May suit up for the Tar Heels?
He can't go to the NFL next year, K-Mac.
Oh, you're right.
You talking about going?
He can't
to
go to
school.
The NFL, but he can get real damn close. He'll be a lot closer than he will be staying at Carolina. I mean, you don't think? Okay, let's talk about business decisions.
Okay, let's talk about it. Yeah,
let's talk about managing your career, as we mm-hmm. would say, doing what's right for you. You know, it's right for everybody. If your goal as a young, energetic, you know, well-to-do athlete is to say, I want to play at the highest level of the game and give myself the best chance to win a national championship at the highest level. And that's where you are. And you possibly getting invited to New York to be a Heisman Trophy candidate. So next year you want to take that a step further and possibly win the Heisman Trophy, mm-hmm. right? And win a national title and put yourself in the best position to play with the best of the best. Where would you aspire to go play? University of Alabama, maybe. Georgia, maybe. Let me see. Where else? Where else would you go play? Damn sure not TCU, because don't pay attention to this poll.
Oh, go Ohio State.
Ohio State?
Yeah.
Oh. They got an opening at Ohio State for a quarterback?
They probably will have. Okay, Mac, first of all.
You don't think, you don't think that's what he should do?
No, and you know what?
You don't think that should be something he should entertain?
As he looks around, people are leaving, going into the transfer
portal. You don't
think
he should entertain that?
First of all, he has about three problems with that.
Okay, let's go through one of them.
One of his name is Deems.
It's May.
May. Mm-hmm. One of his name
Papa.
Is, yeah, it's Papa.
Okay, so we got family.
Family.
So we got family.
One is named Luke.
That don't make a damn bit of difference. Yes,
it does, because it went to Carolina.
No.
It's called legacy.
No. Let me tell you something about what legacy get you.
I'm waiting.
Legacy get you what they used to have.
Ooh, okay.
See what I'm saying?
Okay. Well, you know what? Here's the thing. That's a good argument to have, what you're saying.
I'm waiting for a three.
Carolina's going to come up with the right dollars.
This is not about money. There.
Yeah.
Notice I didn't mention anything about money.
No, it absolutely is about money.
I didn't mention anything about money.
Getting to the NFL is about money, right?
Yeah, but that's going to happen.
That's my point.
That's going to happen regardless.
That's my point.
So what I said was, if you want to play at the highest level of this game, mm-hmm. right, and you want to play on the biggest stages of this game, you're not doing that playing football in Chapel Hill.
Wow. Anyway, we got hold that thought.
It is what it is.
Hold that thought. That may be a poll quiz. Put, I don't know.
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
North Carolina, no, you know where they get you? They get you the second pick in the NFL if you Mitchell Trubisky.
Yeah.
I wish we could have left him where he was.
No, you don't.
And
this dude named Drake May is far superior right now than Mitchell Trubisky.
Why y'all keep overshadowing the one thing that I said? Nobody has come to me and said, what? Oh, no, he can win a national title in Chapel Hill. Okay, he
man.
Not.
Okay, man, guess what, though? Hell, but last time I checked, he may not win Ohio State either.
But if Ohio State had him, they probably would.
Oh, CJ.
They'll be in the game. How about
CJ
that?
CJ is not the reason why they may not be there this year.
They'll be in the game.
Okay, anyway.
They'll be in the game.
We're going to talk more about the ACC football because we didn't get there because K-Mac trying to give like the scenario about Drake May, which I totally disagree with.
You asked me. I said I wanted to go see his last game.
At Carolina.
Boy,
it's what people hot right
they
now.
They are transferring. Anyway, they're getting their names in the portal now.
919-890-6200. Don't get mad at me. I'm just telling you like I said. And then Kendra calls in and puts it on. We lost to NC State. That's the reason. Come on, man.
No. To his point, though, Josh Downs.
Y'all can't blame.
No.
Poor Josh.
I know we like Josh too. It's all about the theater of the moment.
Uh-huh.
If he would threw that pass, if Josh would have caught it, it would have been a nice comeback win against Georgia Tech. Then if they would beat NC State after he rattled them in overtime, those are two signature moments that you need to have to win the Heisman, and he would have won the Heisman.
And I promised myself I wasn't gonna get worked up.
Anyway, G Money, tell me something.
I don't know.
Because I'm gonna get worked up.
I don't know about that.
All that foolishness. You don't know about what.
Yeah, he would have won the Heisman because all Pam the talk has been okay. that he can't win it
Reece, you
with Carolina, unfortunately.
No, that's not true.
Yeah.
So, Carolina, okay.
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
Oh, well, I'm going to get
him. Shaky on this show.
I'll tell you what.
Are you going to, yeah, play that song. Yeah, play that song.
Reese, it's just a song, bro.
I know, bro.
You swinging it at everybody. Matter of fact, I'm going to change the subject. I don't want to be caught up.
Because you never know what he's going to say.
Wow. That is a big game tomorrow night. And again, you got Clemson coming in limping. We talked about that before. Actually, both of them are coming in limping. Last time out for both for Carolina and Clemson, they lost their games.
Mm.
And, to their rivals, by the way. And we're talking about USC in Columbia, Dabo. They lost to them.
Mm-hmm.
South Carolina, of course, Carolina lost to NC State. A lot of, I don't know.
Chicken soup coming into town.
Though. Yeah. Matt Brown talks about the excitement within the program of playing for the ACC Championship, which last time they played, K-Mac and I was there, and I think, who was the head coach then?
For who?
Fedora.
Larry Fedora. They should have won. They should have won. They should have got the onside kick at the end. But anyway.
Larry Fedora, the first Matt Rule.
That's right.
Wow. Excited about playing in the ACC Championship game. It's only the second time since they started in 2012 that Carolina is playing in this game. And last time was Gene Chizik and Charlton Warren in 2015, and they had a great game with Clemson, and we're sure looking forward to this weekend. It's cool for our team to be the last Coastal champion because it'll never happen again.
That was Matt Brown.
See, that's what I mean. I was going to go because it's the last time it'll be
a
Coastal champion.
Okay.
Not that it's the last time.
Drake May. Anyway.
I'll be playing in Carolina.
That was Matt Brown. Let's hear from Dabo Swinney pretty much talking about the same thing about playing in the ACC Championship game.
The last ever Atlantic Division, at least, go, who knows, maybe it'll change again 20 years from now, but at least where we are today. And getting back to Charlotte, you know, something that, to be able to get back there for the seventh time in the past 8 years is special, mm-hmm. you know. It's really special, you know, to have that type of consistency, especially, the fact that we hadn't done it in 20 years, prior to 2011. So proud of these guys. It's not easy to do. They've earned it. And, also congratulations to North Carolina and Coach Brown. I mean, they've earned it as well. You know, both teams have earned the opportunity to go compete for the overall ACC title, and that's something that we all strive for. And for us, we've got two goals left. And, we're not going to hit all five of our goals this year, but if we hit four out of five, we're going to have a great year.
Mm. There you go. Speaking of great year.
That was Dabo Swinney. Drake May talked about the highs and lows of this season. Let's
yeah, I think that's part of the sport. You know, it's part of life. You know, dealing with times are tough. The tough got to get going, and we've had some glimpses of come back and got in the red zone. Against Georgia Tech, or in the red zone with a chance to win it.
Yeah,
we put ourselves in the chances. To win the game. It's not like we're getting blown out and getting our butts kicked. We're still in tight games, and I think we're 6-2 or something in one score games. So I figured you figure one of those will catch up to us. It just happened to be these past 2 weeks. But at the same time, we have a chance to win it, and that comes with me leading game winning drive or scoring overtime in the red zone. Just kind of look at it and learn from it, every week, but especially the weeks where you're not as successful or the outcome of the game is.
So what's interesting, he says, I didn't realize they had very close games. They believe 6-2 in those close games.
Mm-hmm.
If he had won those other two games and be 8-0 in those close games and they went again winning, he would have definitely been up in the Heisman Trophy. He'd been running the favors, I think, going into this weekend. So
and congratulations again. I think you mentioned it yesterday of Drake May being named the conference player of the year.
Yeah. And the offensive player of the year. Mm-hmm. That's with Clemson and all those other schools in this league.
Yeah, and he's only the second freshman in ACC history to be named the conference player of the year. The first one was Jameson Winston.
Yeah. Yeah. Shout out to Coach Mike Elko, too, Coach of the Year.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes,
I think that was the right – I was so happy for them. And, you know, his piece says a lot because, I mean, Dave's very competitive. He got some players over there.
Yeah, he has some
players. Yeah, and they got some speed over there. Mm-hmm. But getting back on Drake, though, I think Offensive Player of the Year and then the MVP of the whole conference, that's pretty – now, he was a redshirt freshman, that's what I mentioned. Which
Drake?
Yeah, I remember. It's a friend of J Dubs was telling him, and J Dubs was telling me, a friend of ours, was that when Drake May was there last year, he was telling him, "Man, who's the quarterback? Who's my favorite quarterback?"
Ask
Sam
Howell.
Sam Howell. a singing Sam Howell.
Our towel boy.
Right. He said that backup guy is much better than Sam Howell. I'm like, this dude must be crazy, but apparently.
He knew what he was talking about.
He saw something because Drake is special. And Mac, what's your take on what's? Let me preface this. What's your serious take on the game tomorrow night?
wait a minute. You mean so you don't want my take as a fan?
No, as a
because y'all give us y'all fan take all the time. You know what I mean?
We had a meeting last night. I got to tell you about a little meeting me and Sherrod had last night about the basketball team. Mm.
Thank you. Thank you. That's no shock to me.
Boy, we were going in last night.
There's no shock to me. But I have to be honest. I think that the offense of Carolina is probably going to prove to be a little too much for Clemson. And not because Clemson's defense is not that good. It's because Clemson's offense is so bad, it's going to keep putting Drake May back on the field. And that is where the problem is going to really show up.
I agree. Pam, what do you think?
I'm going with Carolina.
Mm. You know what? I think, and K-Mac brought a good point. I think Carolina's defense is better against the rush. And
that's all.
That's all Clemson got. Simply because when DJ drop back, you don't know what the hell's gonna happen. Anything may happen.
Ooh wee! You're like, ooh wee! What is he throwing?
It ends up being DJ. Ooh.
So then, on the offensive side, if Josh Downs is in sync with his quarterback, they can have a big day. So I'm picking Carolina. A lot of people think that may be crazy, but
right because looking at the model, I was just pulling it up. Mm-hmm. They're picking as far as the winning model, Clemson, 64.6% Clemson to win. Yeah,
so, and only caveat to what I said is, you guys have been susceptible in the last couple of weeks, over at Chapel Hill, of falling for the
Okadoke,
the hype machine, both basketball
and football, and 100%. I think it's flipped now, K-Mac, because I think the game is bigger for Carolina than it is for Clemson. Clemson usually playing the playoffs every year, and now they're playing this thing and not going to the playoffs. It may not be a big deal to them.
Because as big as the game was against State, you got punched in the mouth.
Yeah.
And I was really disappointed in the response.
I agree.
What I'm saying? So I don't know if that was just State wanted it more than you did, which is why it looked that way. But I tell you, if you get out there and you start – you give Clemson a little too much breathing room. Because DJ still can make some throws. I mean, so DJ's better than any quarterback they got over at State right now.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I agree. I agree with that.
Oh,
yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah,
let's take that for what it is, and now let's move that to this game, and that could be a problem.
All right, so real quick, we're up against it, but I want to mention something that's really interesting nobody's talked about because we kind of like already thinking that it's going to happen. But the HBCU game of the week is JSU versus Southern University for the SWAC championship.
Let's go, baby. D.I. Love.
And first time they played this year, D.I. Love beat them 35-0.
That don't mean nothing.
That means nothing.
No, don't say that, Pat.
I'm just asking.
Reset. Okay. Reset. It's all over again. Come back like you mean it now. Come back like you mean it. Don't let Coach Prime's been talking to the team all week long, last week and this week. Hey, one game at a time. Stay focused. stay. Keep your heads out of the papers. Don't
ask your question.
Quit, stop all that.
Because that's what I told him this other night. Is there anything to worry about if you're a JSU fan? The fact that Coach Prime canceled a couple of recruiting visits because of some interviews he had to do this week.
TV interviews or
no.
So
job interviews.
Ooh.
Nothing to see here.
Okay.
Stay Coach out of the paper, huh?
Coach Prime, he's going to be here.
Right.
He's going to stay.
Right.
Because a couple of the interviews, I think those schools are, and don't take this the wrong way if you're from one of these schools, are beneath what he's accomplishing and what he's accomplished. Oh, so I don't really
don't take that the wrong way. But I'm just saying.
I feel you. I feel you.
I mean, we got friends of ours that are coaching basketball here. They got offered some job.
Yep.
And it was a PWI at a it wasn't a Power Five school. So it's like, why would you leave the success?
Makes no sense.
To go over there.
Makes no sense.
Look, you know, and I'll say this, and y'all listening, you know, they milk ain't always cold in the now, so I'm just saying.
We're going to leave it right there.
Come on.
We're going to leave it right there.
You know, I'm just, you know, it is what it is.
D.L. Reese came back. Profound statement. Pam Tuss Smith, the farmer. G-Money, keep it locked in.
How about me? I'm going to get in trouble this morning.
We got more to talk about inside. Sports Shop. Fantastic fucking Friday. Let's go.
Relive the best moments of the Sports Shop on the Best of Sports Shop podcast on WRALSportsFan.com or wherever you get your podcasts.